If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are so numerous that I'm going to do a separate video explaining what happened to me and thanking everyone who bought coffees and for your prayers. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Yes, I've tackled this issue before, and as soon as Protestants start listening and realize that they don't know what they're talking about, I'll shut up about it. But rather than defend praying to Mary, what I really want to talk about is this. Is it better to involve Mary than to go to Jesus on your own? And the answer has to be yes, otherwise there would be no reason to do it. It would be, at best, an unnecessary extra step. You see, Protestants, evangelical Christians, or whatever they're calling themselves these days, set up a false premise and put forth a straw man argument against praying to Mary. They present the situation like this. We Catholics go to Mary instead of Jesus, who then goes to Jesus on our behalf. But they don't have to do that because they have a personal relationship with Jesus, which is not in the Bible. Nowhere does the Bible say personal relationship with Jesus, but since they have this personal relationship with Jesus, they just go straight to Jesus. So we Catholics need to develop a personal relationship with Jesus and stop going to Mary instead of Jesus. But this isn't what's happening, Protestants and evangelical Christians. We aren't going to Mary instead of Jesus. We are going to Mary instead of, well, you. What we are doing is called intercessory prayer. A Christian praying for another person, usually another Christian. It's all over the New Testament, and all Christians practice it. Yes, Protestants and evangelicals, you pray directly to Jesus, as do we, but when you badly need prayer, you ask fellow Christians to pray for you. Your friends, family, your pastor, your congregation, again, as do we. It is universally understood by Christians that the prayers of many will be heard and be more effective. But we go a step further. We implore the prayers of fellow Christians whom we know are in heaven, especially the Mother of God, because she is the ultimate prayer warrior. Her prayers are more effective than every human being that has ever lived combined, and she will not be refused by her Son. In fact, we have an example in the Bible of Jesus performing a miracle because of Mary. People went to Mary with a problem. Mary brought the situation to Jesus, who did not want to get involved, but he turned the water into wine at the wedding of Cana anyway, because of Mary. Now, to be fair, I think some of the confusion comes from the fact that the word pray is used. In Protestant circles, pray means worship, but that's not what it means. Its original meaning is to make a request. This is preserved for us in the King James Bible. Genesis 47:29. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die, and he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. Was Jacob worshiping Joseph? Numbers 16:8. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi. Was Moses worshiping Korah? All prayer means is to make a request, which you can certainly do with God, but you can also do with anyone. So praying to Mary is not worshiping her, it's asking her for a favor. So now that we've established that praying to Mary is not going to Mary instead of Jesus, but rather asking her to pray for you, just like a Protestant would a friend or a pastor, let's return to the question, is it better to involve Mary in your prayer life or not? Well, let me ask you, if she were alive today and you had access, would she not be the first person you asked to pray for you? Of course she would. You would be a fool not to. The cold, hard truth is this. Jesus is far more pleased with his mother than he is with you. And he loves her far more than he loves you. Now, that's not to say he doesn't love you more than you can comprehend, but the point is this. Jesus will do for his mother what he won't do for anyone else. Again, look at the wedding at Cana. So yes, you are far more likely to have your prayer answered if you ask Mary to pray for it. I think many evangelicals have deluded themselves with this personal relationship with Jesus, and I'm not saying it's not real, just that it's not in the Bible, and evangelicals make salvation completely dependent on it, which is an error. But they get so caught up with it that the idea that anyone is closer to Jesus than they are offends them. It's pride, really. Do you really think Jesus loves you more or even as much as his own mother? And if you say Jesus loves everyone equally, that's not true. The Bible is pretty clear that some are favored more than others. Do you really think you have a closer relationship with Jesus than his own mother does? And I'll go a step further. How can you believe that you have more of a personal relationship with Jesus than I do when he hasn't even introduced you to his mother yet? And yes, Jesus introduced me to his mother. I gave myself to Jesus, she asked for me, and he gave me to her. Don't ask me how I know this, I can't explain it, I just do. But where in the Bible does it say that saints can pray for us? Well, scripture alone is a heresy. Nowhere does the Bible say Bible alone. In fact, 2 Thessalonians 2:15 says that we are to adhere to the teachings of the church that have been passed on both by the written word and the oral tradition. There are prayers to saints in the Christian catacombs of Rome that date to the 2nd century. That's 100 AD to 199 AD. And the book of Revelation talks about angels and saints being involved in our prayer life, Revelation 5:8 and 8:3. But isn't this necromancy? Aren't we forbidden to talk to the dead? It would be if we were trying to have a two-way conversation. Are you practicing necromancy when you visit the grave of a deceased loved one and talk to them? Of course not. In order for it to be necromancy, one would have to conjure the dead in order to get forbidden knowledge. Simply speaking to a dead person, not expecting a response, is not necromancy. Besides, the saints are not dead, they are alive. Jesus said so in Mark 12:26 and 27. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God said to him, "I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." But doesn't the Bible say that Jesus is the only mediator between God and man? Isn't praying to Mary violating that unique mediation? Again, with the straw man, we are not going to Mary instead of Jesus. We are asking her to pray for us, just like every Christian asks other Christians to pray for them. If asking Mary to pray for you violates the unique mediation of Christ, then so does asking anyone to pray for you, and every Christian who has ever lived is guilty. But praying isn't what the unique mediation of Christ is about. It's about the Mass, which, ironically, Protestants reject. Christ is the only mediator between God and man because he is the only person who is both God and man. After the fall, man had to make reparation to God. But since mankind is finite, he couldn't satisfy the debt because the debt was infinite. The infinite God had been offended infinitely. So God became man and was sacrificed on the cross as atonement. And while this event happened once in time, it is represented at each and every Mass so that each generation can receive its benefits, fulfilling the prophecy of Malachi 1:11. From the rising of the sun even to the going down, my name is great among the Gentiles, and in every place there is sacrifice, and there is offered to my name a clean oblation. For my name is great among the Gentiles, saith the Lord of hosts. All of the Protestant objections to praying to Mary and the saints fall apart under close examination. And in examining the evidence from Scripture, yes, tradition, history, and a correct understanding of what's really happening when Catholics, quote, pray to Mary, it is clear that one is better off to include Mary in their prayer life rather than not. Until my next video, God bless.